Welcome back. We here. Another episode of the Reason to Doubt podcast. It's looking a little different today. You know what I'm saying? My brothers ain't here, but I'm here with some special guys. The guys.
Better looking guys, too. Actually, I don't know what they look like, so.
So, guys, I'm Tommy Molton.
What's up, y'all? I'm Bo Bomarito.
So we got Bo and Tommy here. So this is an episode where getting y'all ready for Reason to Doubt Weekend. If you don't know, Reason to Doubt Weekend is coming up September 8th, day one. We'll be at Salute Park, you know, the game, basketball game, you know, the only time of the year you might see me play basketball again, you know. I only work out for like 3 days after the year to play before the game. But, you know, maybe at Salute Park, free giveaway, bring your kids, bring everybody's welcome. It will be giveaways, free food, music, and great basketball with these guys right here.
Oh, that's
day one. Day two, Reason that will be live at the Conservatory, live podcast at the Conservatory. Get your tickets. This event will sell out. The seating is limited at the Conservatory. Link in my bio. Anywhere, Reason to Doubt, click that link tree and get your tickets live at the Conservatory. And day three, we will have a brunch. That'll be, by the time this is out, the location will be out. But full Reason to Doubt weekend, man. Make sure y'all get ready for that. Get your tickets if you don't have your tickets. But we here doing this. We getting y'all familiar with the guys, STL. You know, people wanted to know who is playing this year in the basketball game. So it's going to be entertaining. So we here with the guys. You might have seen them on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Sir.
Wreaking havoc on the St. Louis basketball scene, damn, man.
not just St. Louis, though. Nobody's safe. We'll go to any city.
But, yeah.
But so, Alton, too. They're next, I guess.
Okay. shout out to my guys. You know, my guys. I do this podcast with four other guys. You know, my guy Joe Jack, Juice, Fresh, and Stino. And, you know, like always, this is shot by AE Media. But my guy Juice said the one thing he looking forward to in the game. Mm-hmm. He's like, he ain't gonna let y'all get under his skin. So.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I already got some juice jokes in my head right now. I'm just cooking them up.
Juice.
We're going to be drinking on that juice. No pause.
No pause?
No pause.
Yeah, it's a no pause game, too. I don't know if he mentioned that in there. But no pause is allowed in this game, actually.
Oh. Under his skin, rule. All right.
we're already up to a hot start.
Where you at, Juice? Where you at, Juice?
So yeah, man. I want to get the people, you know, we're in this beautiful home right here, you know, at this very nice house. So I just want to get the background on, like, what made y'all start with this basketball content, comedy? Like, I don't know, y'all created another genre almost with this.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I guess just like where it started at its core, like what the guys is and like what we kind of like our, I guess, identity is like just around our friend group. Like, I think we're just all at the end of the day, like close friends. And I think that's the coolest thing what we do is like we bring just people together and it's just kind of basketball just grew into that. Like, mm-hmm. us being entertaining and being funny is like, we've always been like that. We go out and we're this funny. Like, we, you know, we hang out just like shooting the shit or whatever. I don't know if we can curse on here.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Say whatever you want, man.
Just
say
whatever. Like, yeah, we're just entertaining guys. So we're like, the YouTube channel started with like, okay, we're having this much fun, we're being this entertaining, let's just try to find a way to like do that on YouTube and social media. And then basketball just came from that because we all just like, I played college basketball, a bunch of us hooped.
He was
like,
the manager though, right?
He was in high school. Yeah, played JV in the JV days. We were on the same squad.
Now you can hoop though. Yeah,
but yeah, yeah. Obviously.
That's like a trick. I ain't saying that. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Man.
So like, yeah, for sure. So I guess that's kind of how it grew, just like us being funny. And then like, we just kind of, as we hooped more and more together, we got better, but also just got more comfortable talking trash. And I mean, the St. Louis community started there, and they're like, just credit to everyone there. Like, everyone here takes their hoops really, really seriously,
yeah.
But also they can kind of take a joke and they can feed it right back to us. So it just kind of grew like from that. We were funny. People were talking shit. We're just like, wouldn't it be funny if instead of like, you know, matching this like crazy, like let's fight all the time energy, what if we just started getting like, what if we got sus about it? Or what if we like, you know, just turn it back on them and just became like, just told them a joke and see if they could like still crack that, you know, keep that same energy and just be like trying to fight us while we're just saying these hilarious jokes right back at them. And we, you know, that we just thought that would be a funny idea and we tried it and people liked it. So yeah. We just kind of kept going from there. But at the same time, you know, we can really hoop too. So it's been cool to see that mix of things. I don't think anyone else is doing that on YouTube or social media.
Yeah, for sure. Like y'all, what's your background in basketball? I know I made a joke.
Yeah.
But what y'all went to high school in?
So we all played, yeah. So all of us went to CBC together. Most of the guys, like at the core of the guys, we all played basketball at CBC. I was part of a state championship group. So was Tom that won, like eight seniors that all won the state in 2014, graduated. Then I played in college basketball for Emory. It was just Division III school, similar to Wash U, same conference as Wash U.
Yeah.
And then a couple of us, like that, you've probably seen some guys that we play with that are hooped at like a college pro level. Yeah. But I think I was probably like the core, like Tom, Blake didn't play after high school, but we all played in high school basketball together and have been competitive.
Where y'all come up with the name, the guys?
So it was the name of our group chat throughout high school since we were freshmen, sophomores in high school. There were four of us in the group chat, myself, Bo, Blake, Jay Bird, and it was the name of our group chat, The Guys.
So, is everybody from those four still down with The Guys?
Yeah.
Play together every weekend, hang out damn near every weekend.
Yeah. Bird played at Fontbonne too, so that's also Division III. I didn't want to forget about my boy there, but yeah.
Yeah, so y'all playing, you said y'all hang out every week and stuff like that. I was just, you know, doing my research on y'all. I heard y'all like 0 for 12 on Sunday games.
Oh my God.
That is true. That is actually the best scout. And all these other scouting reports, like this guy can't shoot, can't go left. No, that is the single like thing. If you want to beat the guys, just like play them on Sunday morning.
Okay, so look, reason that weekend we're going to change it up with game on Sunday.
That is our biggest week. We're working on it. We're getting better about going too hard on a Saturday night or a Friday night. But yeah, the Show Me League would always play on Sundays, and like if it was a noon game or one, like, oh man, you just better hope like us hungover, we're gonna make a start. One of us is gonna get hot, or one of our friends that didn't go out that night was gonna go off. Like,
yeah. So, what's like the creative process? Like, how do y'all even come up with these ideas? I seen y'all all show up to the court in Super Mario Brothers or Pokemon.
So once a week we meet up together in the room upstairs. Actually, we were doing it right before you guys got here, but we sit down and we brainstorm different ideas, just things that we've thought about over the course of the week. We write them down on a notes document, and then we get together and pitch all of our ideas. We like to take the best one of those ideas and put it into motion, and the ideas themselves kind of have become the easy part, but executing is the hard part. Like being on the court in the first quarter is easy. You got all the energy in the world. We all drink energy drinks before the game. We're ready to go. We're energized. Warm-ups, great time. You get into the third, fourth quarter of these games and like we are all competitive as shit.
Yeah.
And so it goes from joking around, you get hit in the mouth also, down 5 points, all of a sudden
them jokes go out the window.
Those jokes
when you're down
window,
20 in like Super Mario and costumes, you're and you're like, "What do I take this off?"
I was about to say at that point. At that point, have y'all ever just said, "Man, fucking, I'm taking"?
Oh yeah,
taking this damn wig off. Ain't no more. Oh, yeah.
They'll quit before I do because, like, I'm definitely like an entertainer at my core. Like, I'm dying with the bit. You know, I gotta see it through. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely came up where we're just like, okay. Like, I'm in this Jackie Moon fit or I'm in this Super Mario fit, but I'm getting angry. Like, you hear me, like, third, fourth quarter. If we start losing, I'm yelling at people, like, in that fit, and I'm kind of breaking character, but I'm going to keep it on. Like, whatever happens, I'm keeping that because I just know it's going to be good. Like, people are going to like that.
Man, I see y'all doing the content, like, my favorite one, y'all mess with the I don't know his name, but me playing basketball in this area for so long. Y'all always mess with dude. Y'all call him like the porno dude. Like,
oh,
like
Johnny Sins.
But I played against that dude. He's serious as shit, all the time. So and he can hoop. And he's
cold.
He don't fucking miss none of that shit. I've never seen him smile at y'all or nothing.
Strong as shit. Yeah. Takes one hard dribble, you're catching an elbow to the face, yeah. You're getting laid on, and he's just going to look at you and run back.
And like, y'all post him a lot. Like, oh, yeah. Like Johnny, you can't
get that is so funny laugh. You bring that up, because, like, not even, like, he's not smiling. Like, I don't think we've actually, like, spoke. I've said one word to him, maybe, like, when he, like, gave me, like, a heinous elbow, and he said sorry. And that was about the only time we've talked. And we've given him, like, so many jokes, he is not, like, responding at all. That is one person where I'm like, I don't know if he's, like, really pissed about this or not. Yeah,
I actually was about to ask you, like, has he ever said anything to you? Oh.
That is the one guy.
The last time I played against him, I, like, accidentally, like, elbowed him in the face and, like, blessed his nose and shit. Oh, and I felt so, he was the nicest guy ever. Yeah, I felt bad.
Yeah.
But he's never laughed at us. And it's crazy because we got a great relationship with the rest of the guys on his team. You know, I talk shit to the other big 7-footer. Yeah. He and I go back and forth, but we all know it's friendly yeah. ball. Nolan Berry's on that team. He's great. Elliot Black, you know, all those guys.
I know that team. That's why I love seeing y'all. Great. I'm just seeing, like, I recognize people y'all play against mm-hmm. and stuff. But you guys are in, like, St. Louis, like, mm-hmm. we're in this area, but St. Louis is one of the most dangerous cities in America. Mm-hmm. Do y'all ever think about, like, when y'all go travel, damn, y'all think about, like, what y'all say? Because, like, but the basketball community in St. Louis is different, but I'm just saying, like.
I think when we started, right, that was our big thing, and one of the biggest things we wanted to bring with us was the idea that, yeah, we're on all those lists of the most dangerous cities in the world, but we want to paint St. Louis in a better light. We want mm-hmm. to show some of the better parts of it. And part of that is being able to go to a basketball court, talk all the shit in the world, but at the same time show how close, tight-knit the St. Louis basketball community
exactly,
is. Because people give it back. Absolutely hilarious when they respond with such shit. Like, and like I said, like, when the game ends, everyone's shaking hands, giving hugs, you know.
Yeah, that's what I wanted y'all to speak on, because I'm from Alton, Illinois, even though it's literally five minutes from St. Louis. You cross the bridge, you're right mm-hmm. in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So me playing basketball all that time, if you wanted to play the best competition, you go into the leagues in St. Louis. And I remember people that didn't do that, they were like, man, be careful over there. I'm trying to explain to them, like, I know what y'all mean, but we playing basketball, like, hey, all that shit is out the window. Like, we hooping, so.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing I'll say. Like, because we've played in, like, the dangerous parts of St. Louis, right? But it's like, once you get into the court, like, wherever we're playing, like, it's not, I've never felt, like, you know, concerned about my safety there. Because, like, you know everyone there, and it's like, we're here to hoop. And even if it gets to that point where it's heated and people are squaring up, which has happened, it's like,
that's at the end of the day. But we all know it's some silly yeah, shit going on. So, yeah, sure. Hey, is something crazy ever happened, though? Like, at a game or anything?
Squared up. I think the Kansas City run was probably the craziest, where we heard gunshots or whatever. But nothing too out of the ordinary. We got to give, you know, huge recognition to the guys in the Show Me League for, you know, so early on welcoming us in.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know, just kind of, cause that's really where we got our start.
The Show Me League. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, you know, it was great. And, you know, some people didn't like it at first, but I think as a whole, everyone really came together and was, you know, as excited about it as we were when they got to play us.
Right.
Yeah.
So, y'all playing, like, these leagues around here, but what's, like, the some highlights that you guys have done so far? What would you say? Besides, like, I want to congratulate y'all for getting that TBT 2 times in a row and stuff like that. Like, how did that even come about? Because I know, I just doing a little research, it's, like, impossible to get a team in the TBT.
No, for sure. The TBT was definitely, like, one of the biggest things we've done. It honestly came about, I think one day I just put it out on Twitter, like, one day we're going to play in the TBT. And one of my, like, old coaches responded, was like, I actually know the guy who, like, runs the TBT if you want to try it. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to put something together. Like, I'll go for it. Mm-hmm. And so I did, like, put together, like, a whole email, like, kind of a pitch, just be like, okay, let's build this team around, like, our channel, but also the city. And, like, you know, I just kind of wrote all that together. And he was like, yeah, I like it. Let's try it. I'll put you in contact with, like, you know, one of the reps for TBT. And it kind of just sprouted from there. But, yeah, like, I think that was the whole idea. Like, we just built it around, first, our channel really helped, like having a social media following, and TBT really gets it. Like, they see the value in YouTube and social media. But also, I think building a team around a city was pretty unique too, which is cool that we were just able to do that. So it was, yeah, very stressful. It had to be the GM of something and like organize a team. And
I'm not going to be the guy, because I know people cussing y'all out every day because who y'all don't have on the team or shit like that.
Yeah.
But y'all got to get Deshaun Munson on that team.
Tried.
I don't even speak to it. We basically had him on the team this year, and he told us yes.
Yeah.
And that's all I'll say. He said yeah, and then the time came to sign up, and he didn't sign up.
Oh, shit. Come on, Deshaun. Come on, Doc. But it's
great player.
Yeah, yeah. So unorthodox, like unstoppable credit player.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And I think part of that went back to us not getting him the first year, which was an obvious mistake on our part. Like, we were putting it together. First time we've ever assembled a basketball team of that caliber. And we missed.
Yeah.
We missed.
Yeah. People miss shots.
Flat out.
Yeah. I mean, I think people always will talk about the TBT, like, this guy should have been on, this guy should have been
on. Yeah, no, I understand it, though. Like, I'm joking with y'all. I do, but I said that because I know that dude can just help.
It's a very fair statement.
But I just see so much, like, oh, man, they should have had this guy. I rock with so many people, but I get where y'all coming from also, because it's like, yeah, I can get this guard, but I got a guard that play with us every week. So it's like, yeah, he's good, but he do kind of the same thing he do. So I know the difficulty y'all in.
Yeah, like that, and the TBT is just such a different game. And after this year, we really saw it. And it's like, it's not just guys that can go out and get a bucket. Like, it's a physical game. They're not going to call a foul. So you need guys, like, when shit hits the fan, like, they're going to actually come together as a team and not just be like, you know what, fuck this, I'm going to try to hoop. I'm going to try to win it all myself, because I guarantee you're not going to do that at the TBT. Guys that can guard you. They've scouted you. So you got to play team basketball. And, like, I think the biggest thing for us, like, we need guys that are just going to show up, like, every day to practice. They're going to show up and, like, communicate as a team, show up to the game itself, and we can rely on them. So when that happens, obviously we're going to fall back on some of our guys that, like, okay, I've won a championship with them together, so, like, I'm going to kind of trust them. Yeah. But now I think we got, obviously, like, the third year, we're going to have to make some tweaks. It might not have to be, all around the city, because, I mean, it's been great for us. We love doing that, but obviously it's caused some, like, the community's going to be up in arms for it, which it's not their fault. I love that, how passionate they are. But it's just like, yeah, we got to figure out, we want to win the TB. We want to be competitive in TBT too, and so that's going to be our end goal next year.
See, I think I feel like the same way y'all do. Like, I do this, I do the Reasoned Out podcast. My podcast is about, like, culture and just all type of people. But it's like, a lot of people that listen to it, they want to keep it in a box. We're like, man, why y'all ain't talk about it? It'd be like local St. Louis, all new stuff. And I want it to be global. Like, I want everybody to like it. So I just don't want to talk. I think, like we just said, like, before we started, it was like the guys STL who's trying to get the format right. He was like, just the guys, but I get that. Yeah. No slight to St. Louis, but y'all want to be appealing to everybody.
The guys STL is really, that started with TBT.
Mm-hmm.
We want St. Louis to feel like they're a part of it. Give St. Louis the closest thing to a professional basketball team that we have.
Yeah.
We got SLU. Now we've got the TBL team, which is awesome. But when we started it 2 years ago, there was no TBL team.
Yeah,
there was
exactly.
And shout out to those guys for making it as far as they did.
Yeah.
Hell of a team that.
Anybody on there y'all think y'all might get next year?
Yeah, everyone's on the radar.
Yeah.
For sure.
Everybody's on the radar. I think one of the most important things is going to be getting, like, a coaching staff. It's so very hard for Pep to make all those decisions and be right on all those decisions. He's got his own, youth camps that he runs. He's got all his own, training programs and everything like that, and lives in Columbia on top of it. So it's hard for him to be there every day. So if we can get, two, three, four more guys to help him coach, I think that's the biggest start, and to help us, pick players.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to make a joke. C-Stock. he lucky he had to back go back overseas because he's actually from Alton. Yeah. So he was going to have to make a decision. He's going to play with y'all. He's going to play with us.
Yeah.
It was going to be getting booed. Y'all was going to be like.
He's one of my favorite people, bro. That dude is hilarious. He sucks great. That dude is hilarious.
He was such a great addition to the to that team.
Honestly, I would love if he played with you guys. I would talk so much shit to see
yeah.
Stock.
Yeah, we'd be on his head.
That's
yeah.
my flight buddy.
So, what's some like what's your future plans though for like the guys brand?
I think you know, obviously, is to do content full time. I think that's you know the biggest goal for all of us. But to eventually create a following that's big enough to where we can branch off and create sub business, you know, businesses underneath, you know, the head brand, which is the guys. Similar to like, do you watch much of Nelk stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Similar
for sure.
To how they branched off and did Happy Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to how they do like their merch line. I can think of 100 other brands that do stuff like that, but you know, have the guys at the top that's promoting all these other sub brands underneath mm-hmm. and be able to, you know, as us as a core group, just be able to go travel, have a camera follow us around and make the content based on that. I mean, mm-hmm. if you talk to any of these big influencers, any of these big podcast guys, they all talk about the dream being live your daily life, have a camera follow you around and make a living off of that alone.
Yeah.
I think that is the ultimate goal for at least myself.
Yeah.
I think I can say the same for those guys as well.
No, for sure.
What's the what's some like things that happen where like doing this did open your eyes like when you thought people were like started with you and like people that aren't here now or people that's trying to get on now? Is it have been like, up and downs like that?
Like people kind of like turned out to be like fake or something? Kind of
not
like
really like fake, like it's a beef, but just when you started, it's like, okay, this is a good idea, we're going to do this. And then when you post the first video and it only got 50 views.
Yeah.
But then like.
I think that's the cool thing about us is like we kind of like we're all just close friends anyway. And it was yeah. like no matter what happens, like we're still going to stay close. And like it started just us just trying shit. It's like mm-hmm. it's not like we had to make this YouTube work or else like we're done. Like we, like I said, we're also working. Like we yeah. still have jobs. And that was like that first. And it was like if this takes off, then great. If it doesn't, like whatever. So I think like, yeah, obviously it started off harder and like you get judged by your friends, and like people that were outside of it. But I think everyone that was in the circle that was like making the videos were all very, very bought in. And honestly, like a lot of our friends really bought in too. So like we didn't really get much of like people telling us, what are you doing? I'm sure like we all got like some friends and family that did. But I think that was the coolest thing is like at the end they were all going to be friends.
I think so. There was so much of it though that we didn't see that.
Yeah.
You know, so much but shit talking.
Tunnel
so much,
business.
Like, for sure.
Like what do you
it
guys
It makes you
do?
Feel like you're a local rapper or something like right. that when yeah. you first start making content because yeah. it's like.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, okay, you got a YouTube
but
channel
I
and shit.
Think
and
to,
then when
to,
it starts working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think to Bo's point, like we were all just such close friends that like we had each other to talk to about individual experiences. Like my people at work hated it. Like they, you know, they're like, what are you doing? Like, I was like, I don't know, just trying something. I don't want to get to 35 years old and
yeah.
you know, people never. Be, you know, me saying, I wish I would have tried this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and now, you know, a bunch of them watch it, a bunch of them love it. And like, they've said to me, hey, you know, when you first started, I thought you were crazy. But where you guys are at now, it's really, really cool to see, you know, watching the TBT games, watch, you know,
mm-hmm.
and engaging in conversation about it.
No, it's really dope. Where, awesome. How long have you guys been doing this?
We started in March 2020, like right when COVID hit, mm-hmm. they, or April 2020. So what is that, 3-4 years now,
mm-hmm.
I think?
Yeah, a little over 3 years.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, I guess to that point what Tom was saying, it's like I guess maybe my brain's like broken, but at this point, like I'm just like in a state where like if people are saying like stuff negative, like I just don't really listen to it because it's like I know what I want to do, like I know it's working for me and I'm happy doing it. So like if you're gonna have a problem with it, like I'm sorry, that's probably on you at this point. Like I think my biggest thing I worry about is people just like not responding in the comments, like just being silent, because I'm like I'm just like I guess like the social media part of me is like any comment's gonna be like generating engagement somehow, so I must be doing something right if people are engaging with it.
How do y'all worry about like just like the content, like the canceling, like do y'all, how do y'all balance like not going too far with a joke or anything.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about YouTube and like social media. It's like you can kind of, you can censor it a bit, like, or at least like watch back what you're saying. And not that we're saying anything crazy, but it's like, okay, if this could be taken the wrong way, like let's get it out of there. Let's not even like risk it. But we're definitely aware of that. But I think that, I think who we are as people, it's like, I think with anything, through, if you're on a camera, like, it's going to show eventually. Like, I think we've shown over 3 years, like, we're pretty genuine people. And if people take it the wrong way, like, even most of our fan base understands, like, okay, that was clearly just, like, you're reaching there, taking it out of context. Like, because, like, you know who we are as people. Yeah. You know who we are, like, what we've done for other people, like, what we want to do for the community and stuff. So like, that's never been our intention. I think if our intention is in the right place, then, like, I think...
Right,
we'll be straight there, honestly.
Yeah, I'm straight. I ain't got to worry about none of that shit, man.
That's just, yeah, that's my theory. Obviously, everyone's got to worry about, like, stuff or, like, things being taken out of context. But I think at the end of the day, if you are, like, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you'll probably have a better chance of getting canceled, you know? But
what advice could y'all give to somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, trying to do what y'all do a little bit? Do y'all want more people to do this?
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah.
I think... Obviously, like, just understand at the start, like, it's going to be hard. Like, it's not going to be easy, and I'm sure you guys have the same thing. Like, you're just not going to get the engagement you think you're going to get. You're going to drop videos you think are just, like, this is going to be a banger, or things that you think suck, and then you're like, I just got to put it out there anyway because, you know, you just got to keep putting things out.
That's the craziest thing when you're doing content.
Yeah.
The stuff that you don't think is that good and stuff be the things that kind of, like, blow up. Stuff that you don't really pay attention to, and then you got people walking up to you.
Yeah.
Talking about
yeah.
I think negative like turning negative comments into motivation too is a big thing. Like, especially at the beginning, everyone's gonna have their own opinion. You know, I always use the analogy: opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what yours looks like.
I mean,
if you got something negative to say, then like I'm more motivated to prove you wrong. And I think. You know, as Bo was saying, you know, just in the beginning, pushing through that and hearing the positive comments and letting those resonate is the biggest thing, best thing you can do.
So you kind of already touched on it a little bit, but I always ask people, like, what success looks like to them. I touched on it a little bit, like, kind of just doing this for a living. But would you guys say that you're somewhat successful? Like, is the plan going for according sure. to
No,
plan?
Yeah. And I think that's, like, a positive, like, that's another important piece of anyone creating content or just, like, trying to, like, move on in life is, like, just be happy with where you are in the present and, like, just think about, like, how successful, like, how far you've come from where you are right now. Like, I'm sure, like, we want, you know, we have goals of, like, you know, getting 100K subscribers and 200K and 3. I'm sure, like, you know, TJS sitting at 1.1, like, what, 5 million followers wants to get 10 million. So, like, if you're in that mindset where you always want to get bigger and bigger, like, you're never going to be happy where you are now. So, I would say that, yeah, success for me right now is, like, being in a state where, like, I'm just doing what I love to do and, like, being able to make a living out of that is awesome. And I'm sure once I get there, I'll be like, hey, maybe I want to make more money doing that or, like, you know, get bigger in that. But I think that's really cool to just, like, be able to do something that you're just, like, genuinely love doing and, like, go to... You know, wake up every day and be like, I'm going to work towards this goal and just, like, you know, grind for it. Whether I'm working 10 hours, 5 hours, whatever, it's like, I'm doing this because I absolutely love to do it. And that's just, like, awesome. That gives me, like, you know, life every day.
Man, most definitely.
Yeah, that's so true. Bo holds us down on that all the time. I think as we're in the social media game, it's so toxic where you see everybody doing, quote unquote, better than you're doing.
Yeah, because you compare yourself.
You're seeing the biggest and the best out there.
Exactly.
You're saying, well, that should be me because I'm working that hard. Well, it'll happen organically over time.
Mm-hmm. As long as you put the work in, man. Like,
for sure.
Yeah, like I said, and success for people is just different. You know, that's the main thing. You know, people walk up to me and they be like, man, you know what y'all should do? That's what I hate most. Like, people
really?
That don't do
that.
With this and they try to give you advice on something.
Yeah.
Like, that's what annoys me the most. Out of anything.
Oh, like, you should do a video based on this. I'm like, do you guys know how long that'll take me to try to plan? Like, and I got 100 other things I got to get done right now and ideas.
Yeah,
but,
man.
Yeah.
But you just got to find this. Like, what y'all doing, man, is incredible. That's why I reached out to y'all to do this. I think this is the second time I actually reached out to you to do something, you know. But, man, I really appreciate y'all. It's going to be, like I said, fun, entertaining game. Absolutely. It's going to be these people from Alden, man, they going to be screaming, talking crazy from the crowd, man. They just woofing.
I love that. That's what we need. We need to bring the energy. Like, I was thinking about that, like, when thinking about getting ready for this event. It's like, man, we haven't had that sort of, like, energy where, like, obviously, like, the teams are good going at it, but, like, yeah. with a crowd and, like, no, everybody yeah. yelling.
That's
like,
what's going to be dope about this event. Yeah. Like, before I'm going to send y'all a video of kind of how it looked last year. It's definitely chirping going on everywhere. Yeah. You know, it's going to be people might, they're going to be unfamiliar, so it's going to be just a whole bunch of talking, like, love but it. It's going, they're going to love y'all, though.
That's man. Great. It. Yeah, it's going to be fun to just be interacting with the crowd, too. I'm excited to get into that and, like, you know. Trolls. Nobody's safe out there on the court. You guys can talk to us, but we're gonna be firing right back. Just know that.
They already got juice. All right, Lily. Yeah.
We're in that skin juice. Yeah.
Juice is in trouble.
Before we get up out of here, man, I just wanna go over like y'all do a tournament every summer called y'all yeah. do the Mega Bowl, like off of semi pro. Mm-hmm. It's semi pro theme, absolutely. You know. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Go ahead, Bo.
Yeah. So this started literally before we went into high school, like before my freshman year of high school. It was just like a bucket list. Like we just like had this house. We're like, it's really cool. It'd be cool if we could do like a tournament here and like a 5-on-5 thing. And at the time, the movie had Semi-Pro had come out. So with Will Ferrell, if you guys aren't familiar, absolutely like one of my favorite movies of all time. And at that point, like now we do videos because I've seen it so many times I can probably quote the whole movie. So we're like, well, let's just call it the Mega Bowl. Like after that. So it started with just like our friend group or like just friends we had. And like I could scrape like 5 teams together and just did it outside at our house and like had like one of our friends ref. And now after 13 years, it's grown into this like 8-team event. And we do it on our YouTube channel. It's got like hundreds of people showing up every year. We got, you know, big time referees, scoreboard, a pool party going on at the same time. Yeah. I mean, you saw it.
That's a little bit. I pulled up.
Yeah.
I was so confused. I'm like, damn, what? I parked at a school and I'm like, golf cart came and got me and everything. So and
honestly, like no matter what I say, even what we show on YouTube, like just doesn't do it justice.
No,
like,
you have
to come here. It's literally the most fun day we have of the year. Like, because of how much goes on and just how the energy of it. Like when you get to the playoffs, it's like, man, like everyone really, really wants to win. Like we won this year and it was like the biggest. I was so happy I could almost cry. Like that's how much.
So this was the third year you did it?
This is the 13th year.
The 13th year.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it started in literally like when I was getting into high school and now we've done it. So
I'm how many times y'all won? Now.
Twice.
Twice.
This is the second year we've won. That's how hard it is to win a Mega Bowl. Josh Webster, we almost banned him for how many times he's won the Mega Bowl. So good for him. But it's hard to win, man. It's a different game. You see out there, it's a tennis court long, so it's like longer than an NBA court.
Oh, no, I seen how long the court was. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. And we're playing like all night Friday, all day Saturday from like 10 a.m. to if you get the championship, you're playing at 9 p.m. So you got to be in shape. You got to play. You got to know how to play the Mega Bowl. It's a different type of game that we won't tell anyone, but because I'm gonna win again. But yeah, it's just a different level of basketball, and it's so much fun though. It's like it's basically like a day party with basketball at the same time with like the highest level, you know, basketball you can be played.
Yeah, I'm telling you, definitely get to the Mega Bowl. It was definitely a vibe.
Yeah.
I pulled up and I had something to do. I was mad I had to leave.
Yeah. Like, got to get you a team in it next year.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason that will be in the Mega Bowl next year.
Yeah,
I'm telling y'all that right now. Y'all heard it here first, man. The reason that will be there.
That'd be awesome.
So, anything y'all got coming up that y'all want to promote or anything like that?
Well, we're gonna probably by the time you release, we're gonna drop that video kind of going over the TBT and like kind of what we saw, what happened out there, us being mic'd up, obviously some funny moments, but also kind of like what's our opinion on next year and how we're gonna do that. So we talked a little bit about it this year, but we're gonna get more, I mean, this today, but we're gonna get more into that.
I think though, y'all giving people insight on the TBT will help a lot because,
yeah,
you know, I'm just all those Facebook groups and everything like that. People that don't know nothing about how anything works. Because the little stuff that I know, just researching how to even get a team in the TBT.
Yeah.
I know how difficult that is. So the fact that y'all even had a team, and I always looked at it like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And this is people on there talking, man, this guy should have played. This guy should have played.
But again, as we talked about earlier, like, love to hear that opinion. You know,
it shows you're passionate. It's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're paying attention.
Yeah.
Paying
again,
attention.
If you're
not. We've got people's attention. So.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, just giving a little insight on what's going on and showing it. And just, like you said, a lot of things, just seeing it don't do it justice. So the behind-the-scenes stuff be the best stuff all the time.
Yeah. And I guess besides that, like, obviously you can always catch us on YouTube. We're dropping stuff on TikTok and Instagram, trying to every day. Mm-hmm. So those are our biggest platforms. But, yeah, just going to keep grinding, keep making content for you guys.
It's really the guys on everything, right?
The guys, yeah. I think TikTok and Instagram is the guys, STL. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're on there just – grinding out. I'm excited for what we got coming out now. We had a lot of videos like in the vault that we're now getting around to like kind of putting out there. So it's a lot of good stuff on the way.
Yeah. So if y'all seeing this, man, this will be out. It will be short. It will be out, and we'll be playing them on September 8th, yeah. Friday, James Killian Park, a.k.a. Salute Park, Alton, Illinois. It, like I said, it's free to the public. Everybody come up there. It'll be free food. Also, it'll be food trucks up there. Two different food trucks will be up there. Ray Soul, Touching Tacos, Heaters, Chicken, Lulu's, Icy's. Be a whole family-friendly event, you know. Ain't no telling what they're going to do. They might come out there any type of way.
Do you have an early score prediction? What do you think the score is going to be? You guys think you're going to win?
We're going to run. Oh, we're definitely going to win. Reasons that was undefeated at Reasons That Weekend, by the way. So I'm just letting y'all know.
Well, yeah, because that normally it's easy to be undefeated when you're paying the refs.
You probably got
the scorekeeper on there, too.
I might have made a mistake. I think I hired the wrong refs.
Yeah, now we got our refs in there, so we'll see how it goes.
You know, I hired some refs from St. Louis. We'll slip
20
in
the massage. Maybe more than
that. But Reasons That was undefeated, so I don't know. We can make a wager.
Oh gosh,
it ain't gotta be no money. It could just be.
It's gotta be less money than what we pay the refs, I guess.
Oh no, no money. we make best like you gotta shave all your facial hair off or something like that.
That's tough for
Bo.
Yeah. No, not for you. That's looking at his bed. You know what I'm saying?
What about each team does 150 push-ups?
Oh no, my team.
Once that final was
150 push-ups. After the game?
After the game.
No way. My team. First of all, it's gonna be four members on my team on the bench drinking during the game. So
the guy's got to have five members on the bench drinking the whole game.
Oh, I love this.
Two beers for
like, and that's something you're going to see. It's going to be a lot of Reason and Doubt jerseys, but you won't see a lot of Reason and Doubt players checking into that game.
I mean, that's good. Like that. That's the vibes we need, honestly.
Shout out to Joe Jack. Joe Jack is yet to put the shoes actually on the court.
Joe Jack is a member of the Reason Doubt
podcast. He pulls up. He might, no telling what type of shoes he's going to have. He's going to have some nice Kobe Grinches or something like that, but they won't go on the court.
I love it. We got a Joe Jack of our own, but it's Hold the Joe. It's just Jack. He'll be there.
Yeah.
No, we're going to figure it out though, man. But make sure y'all come out. Reason Doubt Weekend. Get your live tickets for the live podcast. Get the tickets to the live podcast at the conservatory. You know, we do a live podcast with an audience, you know.
Yeah.
After that, have a party, you know, at a bar called the conservatory. They got a nice sound system. We'll be there. We do that every Reason That Weekend. Nice turnout, man. Y'all, I want to invite y'all. Y'all welcome to come. Especially if y'all lose and everything, don't be upset. Like, no, I ain't going out to see them.
Yeah, are we still invited if we win, or what's the deal there?
Almost definitely. I want y'all to come more. I know if y'all win, you're not going to win, but
we're having a.
You want us to come more?
Hey,
no pause podcast either.
I thought it would have been more pauses on the podcast. Yeah. Y'all been keeping it.
We had to get it.
Y'all need to calm down a little bit.
It's the last minute.
Hey, everybody that support us, man, at the end of every show, man, I say the same thing. Just because they couldn't do it doesn't mean you can't. I think that quote represents a lot of what y'all got going on. You know, eliminate the doubt all in your mind. We up out of here, man. I'm Jay Sims, Supreme Pod Guy. See y'all next week. See y'all Reason That Weekend. The guys will be losing, you know.
And we'll be coming.
Come more.
Oh, shit. We up out of here, man.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. I love it.